I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Believers in an untouchable village in Andhra Pradesh, India, now have a roof over their heads. Their church's roof collapsed during a service after the 2004 tsunami. India Partners saw the need and funded the building of a new roof. Brent Hample of India Partners says now the whole village can hear the gospel.
Every Sunday now they are worshiping and preaching, and the whole village now is hearing again the Word of God through the sound system. The people there are very thankful for the help to build this church roof.
90% of the village is Hindu. Pray that believers can share their faith and visit our website to help support projects like this one. Next, AMG International is celebrating 65 years of ministry this year. With international growth in 55 countries, AMG's Paul Jenks says they're focusing their evangelistic vision on the Muslim world.
We're right now investigating opportunities to do newspaper evangelism. We hope also to expand our child care ministry. We currently have sponsorships through strategic partnerships. St. Luke's Hospital is in the process of being expanded, more than doubling the floor space of that hospital.
Jack says at AMG, they work to meet people at the point of their need. If you want to get more information on their work, go to our website. And while Ghana celebrates 50 years of independence, Bible League's thanking God for ministry growth. They reached a five-year high in Bible study completions. More than 57,000 Bible studies were completed in 2006. Their Bible distribution, Bible study materials, and training has allowed more than 1,000 churches to be planted since 1986. Nearly 322,000 Bible studies have been completed since then, even among members of several unreached people groups. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. And if you'd like up-to-date and relevant mission news every day, set your homepage to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.